fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today.
Okay.
But only right. Three win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land. Trained in combat, hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 8th day of July. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to practice your field craft skills. That would be shelter building, field sanitation, fire building, food preservation, all these things that are done when you go backpacking, not camping out of a car or an RV, but actual backpacking. Those skills could be a matter of life and death in a future crisis. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest about a quarter century or more ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in understanding and educating all of us about the true nature of the international communist conspiracy. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, each week is more strange and more bizarre than the week before, isn't it, sir? We've got, looks like your most recent column here, published June 30th, 9 days ago. And it says, China's Fifth Column, an interview with Trevor Louden, part two. And then you begin with a quotation from Trevor that says, this is not about justice for George Floyd. This is about communist insurrection. And I keep using that term myself, Jeff, instead of civil war, which is not accurate. Communist insurrection is a more accurate description of what's happening on the streets of America right now, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it's a Maoist insurrection, as Trevor points out. Yeah, they're following Maoist tactics, as he explained to me.
Absolutely, they are. Well, for those who don't know, first of all, Chairman Mao, that's Mao Zedong, was the leader of the Communist Party in China that took over China back in the 1940s. And what is the Maoist insurrection? What does that consist of? Describe it for us, please.
Maoist insurrection, well, it involves certain tactics. You grab a base. You then try to surround cities by grabbing other bases. You cut things off, you intimidate, you control, you pacify through control. And you use intimidation tactics and terror and armed force and mob violence and whatever you have to use.
Absolutely. Well, they're being were quite successful through persuasion and coercion. It was forwarded to me a list of 18 American companies that have contributed to Black Lives Matter. I find that very disturbing myself. I'm going to pull that up here in a moment. I'll read. Some of these are very well known Fortune 500 companies, and others are relatively unknown. I find it very disturbing that this is taking place. How about you?
Yeah, I think those companies should be boycotted.
Well, some of them are going to be difficult to boycott because they've become such a a big part of our lives here, and I'll have that up here in a moment. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Okay. I think this is it right here. Here they are. I'll begin with that. Let's see. Here we go. It's incorporated in a bunch of other things. We'll get to our regular caller from New Zealand here in a moment. We'll go through these corporations as quick as I can here. First one is called DoorDash. They deliver prepared food, $500,000. Deckers. I'm not sure what Deckers does, but they've contributed. Their brand is UGG, UGG. I think it's boots and shoes. Amazon contributed to 12 groups, including Black Lives Matter, a total of $10 million. Gatorade, a $500 million donation. Microsoft, $250,000. Glossier, French skincare makeup, $500,000. 23andMe, I'm not sure what they do, they contributed. Airbnb, that's a surprise, $500,000 between Black Lives Matter and NAACP. Unilever, personal hygiene products, $250,000. Degree, I'm not sure what they do, but $100,000. Bungie, I'm not sure what they do either, but they made a contribution. Nabisco, $500,000 to Black Lives Matter. How about that? Dropbox, they do internet stuff, $500,000. Fitbit, don't know how much, what they do, health and wellness trackers. Devolver Digital, $65,000. Skillshare, made a contribution, don't know exactly what they do. Square Enix, $250,000. That Game Company, $20,000. And last but not least, Tinder, online dating service, made a contribution. Let's get to our regular caller here, Jeff, from the future, because it's Thursday in New Zealand. Alex in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Jeff and John. I got 3 to 4 things for Jeff. The first thing I got for Jeff is, recently in Hong Kong, the Chinese Communist Party opened a office called the Central Government Office for Safeguarding National Security in Hong Kong under the National Security Legislation. Two of the heads, one of them by the name of Zhang Yinsong and the other Sun Kuen-ye, both of them are actually rumored to have connections to the Ministry of State Security. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Well, Ministry of State Security in China gets in everywhere, and any corporation or any group of importance, if they want to operate in China, they're going to have to make a deal or come under the control of them. To some degree, because that's just the way it goes. That's the problem with operating with these companies. One of the things is that communism is a kind of criminal brigandage. They're like pirates. And if you go back to the political theory of the 16th century, on which a lot of our law is based, it is said that a legitimate government must never have dealings with pirates or brigands under any circumstances, except for the most extreme emergency. And and I think that applies to us and to any company or corporation. You can't have dealings with these totalitarian states, Russia and or China. They're run by criminals. They don't have any law. They don't have any legal justified basis behind them. They're a lawless order, as George Orwell described, you know, socialism in his book 1984. So we can't be surprised at what happens to business people or people who think they're business people in countries like that.
The second thing I call for, Jeff, is that last week, during, I think, Thursday, after the national security law was implemented, leaders of the Hong Kong democracy movement and independence movement started fleeing. And apparently, one of the leaders, Nathan Law, has already fled to the west. And more leaders of the Hong Kong democracy and independence movement are set to follow. But there is a rumor going around that Nathan Law was permitted by the Chinese Communist Party to leave Hong Kong. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
If he's such a bad criminal in their eyes, why do they let him go? They're using him as an agent in Hong Kong, as an agent provocateur. He can be a spy on the Chinese diaspora abroad. So, yeah. I mean, these people are very useful as agents.
The third thing I got for Jeff, recently, the West, including the UK and US, started offering political asylum for people who took part in the Hong Kong protests last year. But a few days ago, China was saying they will prevent Hong Kong people from leaving or seeking political asylum in the West. A Hong Kong Twitter contact told me that the Chinese Communist Party have a nasty surprise planned for the West. In fact, the Chinese Communist Party is planning to send spies into the US and any other Western countries that are planning to give Hong Kong people political asylum. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on this.
Well, that's standard communist practice. Whenever a large numbers of refugees flee a country, Cuba, Russia, China, Vietnam, in this case, Hong Kong, they salt it heavily with their agents. Because first they want to keep an eye on the diaspora. They want to keep an eye on the people who are fleeing because they're enemies of the regime. And the second thing is that they want to spy on the country that's actually taking these people in, whether it's the UK or the US or whichever country takes them. So this is standard practice. All immigrant groups from communist countries are full of spies, communist spies from those countries. That's just a basic truism. You can talk to anybody who's really knowledgeable about whether it's the white Russian diaspora after the Bolshevik Revolution, or whether it's after the Hungarian Revolution in 1956, or, you know, you've got these waves of people coming out of Cuba. And it's going to be the same with this.
The fourth and final thing I got for Jeff. Recently, one of my relatives who live in mainland China have told me about the rice. Apparently, the rice prices have gone up at least 40 to 60%. And in Guangzhou region, they're looking at importing rice from other provinces because they've been getting a lot of summer rain. And even some of the people have been actually saying that the summer rain this year is quite strange as well. And some Chinese do believe that the grand solar minimum is indeed happening. And also, in regard to Russia, they're building at least 3 more nuclear icebreakers for service in the Arctic. And I think recently Donald Trump has also ordered the government to look into building nuclear-powered icebreakers. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Well, yes, the Russians know that this is coming, and they've been building icebreakers for several years, at least, and knowing that the ice is coming back. Look, just imagine everyone, I think as of last Friday, they had more than 30 straight days of rain in central China. It's been raining. We've gotten more than 2 weeks into summer now, and it's still raining in China. This is indeed unusual. But just think of what it's doing in terms of climate. These rain clouds that cover lots of places now, and we've had flooding in the U.S. too. We have the lowest grain crop is expected this year ever since 1919, I understand. And and I think that's corn, or it may be all grain. But the clouds are going to be reflecting up to 60% of the sun's heat and light when you get this vast. And the reason it's happening is cosmic rays are getting through to the Earth because the sun's electromagnetic field is collapsing. And that is what creates more rain clouds, is the muons from the cosmic rays. And this creates the conditions for an enormous amount of rain. And that's why they're having it. Yes, grand solar minimum is this year. This is the year it really begins.
Okay.
That's all I have, Chief Hans John.
Well, thank you, Alex.
And I would like to thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What I've been told by my private sources, Jeff, is that the weather will become quite bizarre, and obviously bizarre to pretty much everybody this fall, beginning around September. It looks like we're headed that direction, doesn't it, sir?
It does look that way. And what's really unusual, every 11 years on average, the sun's electromagnetic field collapses and reverses. But this is different. Because we've noticed in recent years the Earth's electromagnetic field seems to be going through the same thing, and that is our other protective barrier. The sun's electromagnetic field is the first barrier, protects the whole solar system, the Earth's electromagnetic field, and then the Earth's atmosphere. And if both – you see this pole shift happening with the Earth's electromagnetic field. You see the North Pole magnetic pole. North magnetic and south magnetic are shifting. And so we've never seen this before in human history since we've known about magnetism. So this is something unique. And so this means that the power of the weather, that in 2006, they began the first experiments in Switzerland with cosmic rays, with muons, and to see about cloud formation, how they affect it. And they were stunned by the results of their first experiments, that this is really a decisive element in weather. It's a decisive element ultimately in cooling because of the cloud's reflective ability and in rain formation. So you're going to get places. And yes, you're right, bizarre weather, because according to what I'm reading, and one of the leading scientists on this is Henrik Svensmark, that actually west of the Rockies, it will be warmer, but colder east of the Rockies here in the U.S. And this is what we can expect as a pattern. It's going to – the global temperature overall is going to drop 3 to 4 degrees in the next decade.
That's massive. It doesn't sound like much, but that's massive.
Yeah.
And it's going to affect agriculture in very, very adverse ways. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
So, know you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, that was Colonel Travis addressing the men at the Alamo from the most recent version of the motion picture of the Alamo. We are visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Jeff, our next caller is Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. Jeff, on this climate bill, I wasn't what I called in for. If they quit trying to engineer our climate with the aerial spray and that geo engineering spring and what have you, I'd sit out here in the pasture and look up and see these, some of them call them chemtrails and what have you. And I witnessed, I wish I'd have took a picture about 10 years ago. I saw two planes at very high altitude spray a perfect grid and created a complete cloud cover across Texas in about 2 hours. And they're messing with our climate. I don't care what they say. If they leave it alone, it'll fix itself. But, John, did you miss part of that list of callers or contributors to the BLM? Was one of them, did you mention Jeff Bezos?
No, there was no names individuals. These are companies' names. There were no individual
names. Okay, well, Jeff Bezos with Amazon, I read here.
Well, Amazon was on the list. Yeah, Amazon.
Okay, Amazon, okay. Yeah.
Right.
I don't buy anything from Amazon anymore. But if I can absolutely avoid it, and I have been able to do that. But I just want to make a comment. My wife, I give this to credit to my wife. These people that's making these contributions to the Black Lives Matter, she says it's protection money. They're paying protection money, hoping that they won't burn down and create havoc with their businesses. Just food for thought.
All right. Okay.
Y'all have a good
day.
Jerry. Thanks for taking
the
call.
I appreciate the call. You got any follow-up to Terry's comments or Jeff, before we move on?
Well, yeah. I mean, intimidating businesses into paying up is, I mean, some of these thugs that have been in Seattle, for example, we're talking about, now the businesses have to pay them taxes, and them being warned by the authorities that, that's extortion, and we'll come after you for that. But there are attempts, and, people do pay protection money when gangs come around. It's a fact in American cities. So why wouldn't this be a kind of protection money? I mean, look, Jesse Jackson artist.
I got a personal story in that regard. The building that the U.S. Army rented for my outfit, the 10th Psychological Operations Battalion of Vietnam, rented from a Vietnamese national, was a four-story masonry structure, commercial building. Vietnamese owner neglected to pay the protection money to the Viet Cong 1 month, and they planted a bomb right next to the building and blew out a hole big enough for a two-ton truck to drive through. Needless to say, the Vietnamese owner did not miss any more payments to the Viet Cong, so they wouldn't blow up our building anymore. My bunk was right next to part of the building that was blown out, by the way. It had been repaired before I got there, and the paint was still not even quite dry. We got our next caller here, John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, Mr. Nyquist. You probably know about Julia Brown, correct? The lady who wrote I Testify, who was an undercover spy for the FBI back during the Civil Rights era. And she later talked about how she infiltrated a communist front organization supposedly working for civil rights.
I didn't read her book, no.
But you know of her.
I probably did hear about it, but I haven't heard about it in a while.
What she said about what the communists did, she said that they opened up old wounds right in the racial divide that had long since healed, and that they opened up new ones.
Okay. You want to hold on to the break here, John?
What,
we have a break. We'll be right back. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Got great news. We now have back up and running a very special feature, the Daily Intelligence Briefing. I had lunch yesterday with a man who puts this together, my friend, a former counterintelligence agent, U.S. military counterintelligence agent. He puts this together on a daily basis. Top left-hand side of my website at thelibertyman.com. What's coming at us may mean, will most likely mean issues with sleep, getting not the kind of sleep you normally get, not as long. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. Arthritis pain can slow you down. The energy cleaner will help with that also. It will, seriously. And if it doesn't, there's a slight chance, about a 1% or 2% chance it won't. That's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, the proprietor of His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books are available at amazon.com. And just put J.R. Nyquist in the Amazon search box. You'll get his books. It's an education. John, you going to finish up your comment, please, sir?
Yes. Julia Brown said that the communists reopened old wounds that had long since healed and opened up new ones. It's exactly what is she referring to? This was back in the 60s.
Well, how about Black Lives Matter is what she's referring to, which didn't exist then, but that's exactly what's going on. Jeff, your response, sir?
Yeah, I mean, the old wounds is the race conflict, between black and white. That's what they're opening up. You had the Civil War, you had Jim Crow, you had, you had all kinds of things going on. You had Reconstruction in the South. So you had things where people were killed and there was violence. And it was, a lot of it had to do with race. So, we're past that, thank goodness. But if people want to dredge it up and cause more violence, that's the kind of thing they pick at.
So, all right. So they, like, what was the? So these were the old. What old wounds had not that had long since healed in the 60s.
I just told you.
That's
if you don't
it, you
have
mean,
the history, I can't really lay it out for you.
I do have the history, but So slavery and that part of things, slavery and Reconstruction. That had already pretty much completely healed by 1960, correct?
Well, it was we were getting past it. I think the last lynching in the South, you have to go back decades before that.
Mm-hmm. Before 1940.
I don't know if you go back. I don't know the exact date. I don't recall. But, I mean, there were some... I mean, during World War II, whites would riot and beat up blacks in certain southern states. And there was violence in northern states against blacks after World War I. So, you have a history. You do have a history of race hatred in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Just happens to be part of the history of a country that has multiple races.
Mm-hmm. And of course, it was slavery, but did anyone lose much sleep over that?
Well, that was part of it. And, by dredging up the violence of the past, during Reconstruction, a lot of black people were murdered. The Union Army was in the South, so there was that kind of violence. So, I mean, you had really tense situations in the past as a result of the Civil War. I mean, you don't get over those things that quickly.
In the first post-war race riot in Charleston was between a white Union regiment and a black Union regiment, wasn't it?
I don't know. I know that most of the violence was white-on-black violence during Reconstruction. That's why the Union mm-hmm. Army was down there. President Grant was always being called on to intervene. And finally, they got tired of it in the North, intervening, and they ended Reconstruction. They pulled the occupation out, and it was after the 1876 election. There's race riots in the North and the South.
Mm-hmm. But in the 1880s, it kind of let up some. There was a Nathan Bedford Forrest who tried to recruit blacks into the Democratic Party, didn't he?
No, no, no.
Or did he? Or he tried? Where he? He didn't.
Well, he didn't like they were Republicans. He didn't want Republican voters in the South.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether this is correct or not, but anyway, there was also a lot of several considerable hiring of by the so-called redeemers, and hiring them and putting them in giving government jobs to get votes from the blacks. I think wasn't there kind of bribery or something, I don't know. And that kind of got dumped that when the redeemers kind of fell, like in, especially in South Carolina, they there was a massive surge, an increase. There had been some Jim Crowism previously, but there was a massive surge of it after 1890. And they actually started to institute a lot of the segregation that we knew in the 50s was really was what was ramped up in the 1890s. And it seemed to be a coincidental, I don't think coincidental, between the activities of some of the international and central banking organizations to calling in loans on the farmers and trying to seize their property. And I think probably a lot of the racial division there was probably being and the problems there and the agitation going on there, they may have been behind it in order to create distraction and create division so they could carry out their designs to take to seize the farms, the Midwestern and Western and Midwestern farms. Is there anything about that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. John, we really do need to move on. We thank you for your call, sir. Next caller is Tom in Texas. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. I wanted to let you know I'm looking at Start Page right now. That caller you had that said that his wife believed that Bezos was paying money to Black Lives Matter. So I got Amazon warehouse burned, many vehicles in warehouse fire on June 5th. The next thing is Jeff Bezos voiced support of Black Lives Matter. Guess what the date of that was? June 5th. So his wife is right on the money.
Okay.
That's all I got for you.
Real good.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the call. Next we go to Richard in Alabama. Good morning, Richard.
Hi. I keep hearing the Churchill's voice, or somebody's voice. Well, he had another voice, a better voice, a radio voice. His voice was not very good. But anyway, that man had chances to avoid World War II. He had a chance to settle the thing with Poland without Poland losing any territory. But he would not go along with that. And he had chances after the Polish War to end it, to settle it. And he had a chance after after France surrendered. He had more chances. And he would not engage in any negotiation whatsoever, even though Hitler offered to give France and Poland back. He was just a mean man. And he's overrated.
All right. Well, we'll let Jeff see if Jeff has any response to that. Thank you for your call. Jeff, you have any response to Tom's comments? Richard's comments? Richard?
No. Yeah, about Churchill. Well, right. Churchill is a controversial person, of course. And people will, some of the biographies of Churchill, you know, would depict him as a warmonger. I think Pat Buchanan's book, The Unnecessary War, depicts Churchill that way. Churchill was a person who believed that war was necessary, and he believed in fighting, and I think he liked it. He did like fighting. He was a warrior. He was an old aristocrat. They called him the Last Lion. He actually went to Germany, I think in the late 20s, to try to meet Hitler, and with a man named Hamstengel, who knew Churchill and Roosevelt and was friends with Hitler and tried to get Hitler to go to America and to drop the anti-Semitism. But Hitler would not meet with Churchill, and Churchill wanted to tell Hitler, you know, anti-Semitism is not a good thing. You don't want to do this. It's going to get you and your country into trouble if you ever take power. And I think that was good advice from Churchill to Hitler. So as far as the war goes, Churchill was not prime minister of England when the war started. So Churchill was not responsible for World War II.
All right. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. I've got to agree with the caller. Churchill was a snake, but that's not what I called. The reason I called is, Jeff, you need to inform the audience that after and during Reconstruction, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, the North committed atrocities against the people of the South that would not go along with the Reconstruction to the point of mass genocide. There's buildings that have been built down here where they have unearthed graves that had thousands of bodies in them of men, women, and a lot of children that were buried in mass graves. Half of Nashville was burned down after the Civil War. How many people in America know that? Burned down by the North. So I'm not holding the North responsible for what happened years before I was born. And I would hope that black and white alike would not hold previous generations, following generations, accountable for what previous generations did. I am not responsible for the sins of my forefathers. Responsible for genocide that occurred in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm not responsible for what happened with lynchings. I do know this, that history is written by the victor, and Nathan Bedford Forrest is not the man that he's painted to be in the history books. The man had a lot of good qualities, just as every individual does. We disagree. We can agree to disagree. And that doesn't mean we got to be hating on one another for 150 years. So it's time that people look at themselves. If you don't like the outcome of the cake that you're being forced to eat, you need to change the recipe, and it starts in your own kitchen. I'd like to hear your response.
Well, the best book, before Jeff gets his response, the best book I'm aware of, John, that details what really happened in the War of Northern Aggression, is titled The South Was Right by the Kennedy Brothers. I say again, the title of the book is The South Was Right. Used copies available on Amazon.
And I have read the book.
Used copies available on Amazon for $500. The Kindle edition is $15.
The reason that I know that it's true is I have a brother-in-law who was a heavy equipment operator building buildings down here, and they were stopped numerous times over the last 2 years because they were finding bodies that were not, they were mass graves, and they were finding a lot of little children.
And Has there been any forensics done on these
bodies? No, in fact, it wasn't in the paper down here. The only reason I know is that he was operating a backhoe and operating an excavator. The graves were conveniently moved to a new location and never made it to the news. But he had a camera and he took photos. So it happened. And the names that are involved, if I were to give you the names that were involved, one of your Fox friends or one of the people on the Fox network would have some splaining to do, Lucy.
People involved in what, sir?
Jeff, I'd like... It was his buildings that were being built. And I'd like to hear Jeff's response to this genocide in the South after the Civil War.
Well, genocide means trying to destroy an entire people. And I don't believe there was an attempt to destroy an entire people by exterminating them. Atrocities happen in all wars, and you can pretty much count on it that there's going to be atrocities when there's war. You put a bunch of men with guns, you're going to have some of those men are bad. Some of those men are going to use the fact that they have a gun to loot, to violent, to kill, to do things to people, to rob people and murder people and take their stuff.
Was much of Nashville, Tennessee burned after the war?
You know, I it's been a couple of years since I read the history of Reconstruction, but there was a lot of violence There was violence against blacks and whites, Republicans. There was reprisals by the Union Army. Of course, there was. It was massive violence. I mean, you had
the war should be avoided at all costs.
You cannot deny that it was two-way. It was two-way violence, and there were reprisals. So who started it? Who killed who first? I don't know.
I'm from the North.
Yeah.
But when I moved down here, I know the history. And if you're killing children indiscriminately and piling them in a grave that's unmarked and burying them,
The county coroner should have been involved in that discovery. If you have a mass killing, you need an investigation, and you need to find out who did it.
And the sheriff should have been involved in that. We have a break. Hold on, gentlemen. Hold on.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in
Right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. Jeff, we got limited time. Any response you've got to John's comment, sir? Hello, Jeff. Is Jeff there? Did we lose Jeff during the break? John, are you there?
I am. I'd like it. Okay. If Jeff does come back, maybe next week you can ask him, did the Emancipation Proclamation free the black man, or did it equally enslave the white along with the black? My take is that it did. I'd like, maybe okay. You got a comment on that.
Well, the Emancipation Proclamation is not what people think it is. It did not free the black slaves in the United States of America, in Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware. It did not free those slaves. It attempted to free slaves in another country, which, of course, it could not. It was a political ploy, an attempt to gain support for the war in the North. The worst riots in the history of this country were the anti-draft riots of the Civil War in the North, I should say. These men in the North did not want to... Say again?
I'm a citizen of Michigan residing in Tennessee, but they don't want you to know that, do they?
Well, I don't think anybody really cares, but...
it's important.
Well, maybe important, but
thank
nobody
you, John.
Cares. Okay, thank you for the call. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I would just say, look, Alexander Stevens, the vice president of the Confederacy, read his speech, the cornerstone speech. He said the Civil War of the South stood for white supremacy and African slavery. And that's what they stood for. And you can find that all over the statements of the secession conventions and all over the statements of the Confederate leaders. So, you know, you can come to your own conclusion about it. It was extremely contentious. It remains a point of contention today because Black Lives Matter is claiming we're all still white supremacists and that by just being in favor of the Constitution or liking the Founding Fathers, we are white supremacists. So this is a serious problem, these accusations against us.
It is a serious problem. Agreed. It is a very serious problem. And, something we'll be dealing with for the foreseeable future, to say the least. Jeff, thank you, sir. We appreciate you being with us, as always. Look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. My goodness. Well, tomorrow we'll have, I hope, Steve Hunt's been down with some illness. I hope Steve will be back with us tomorrow. Dr. Lynn Horowitz, first hour, most certainly will be with us if he doesn't have a conflict. My friend Tom Berryhill will spend 24 minutes with Tom talking about our marvelous healing product, the Energy Cleaner. And, of course, Friday, Tom will be back with Emergency Communications, first hour, and Dr. Lynn Wilbert talking about health-related matters, hour two. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils, now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.